Case: Educate Z about consumer rights. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Zhe is in her early 40s. After some preliminaries and icebreakers, the counselor learns that Zhe had her purse stolen and is concerned about identity theft. Counselor: It was a good decision to look into the possibility of identity theft right away. I can definitely help you do some things to check for identity theft and to protect yourself going forward. Zhe: That would be great, but mind you, I don't have a lot of money for expensive protection products or things. Counselor: Well, luckily, there are a number of things you can do that are free. This starts with pulling the credit reports from all three agencies. Under the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act, you are entitled to one free copy of your credit report from each of the big three credit agencies once per year. Jai: So I just go to, like, Experian and order a report? Counselor: If you want to pay for one at some later time, yes, but to get to the free ones, all three are requested at one time from the site www.annualcreditreport.com. Jai: Let's do that. After the client pulls these credit reports, she sees there are no unusual transactions and her personal information is correct. Jai: So no fraud yet, but how do I make sure that it won't happen tomorrow or later? Counselor: Well, there are a few steps you can take. One is to put out a fraud alert on each of your credit reports. This is also free, and if you notify one bureau, that one will notify the other two. If someone applies for credit in the next year, the lender will have some extra steps to take to verify your identity. G: Do I need to remember to remove it? Counselor: These will expire after 1 year on their own. Shay: Oak, we can do that, but if they have all my information, is it still possible they might be approved for a new credit card in my name? Counselor: It is less likely, but if this is still causing you worries, another step you can take is to freeze your credit with each agency. You can also do this for free. You set up an account with a password for each agency, and while your credit is frozen, no one can access your credit report. No one, not even you, will be able to apply for new credit until the reports are unfrozen or thawed. Jai: Unfrozen, thawed? Counselor: Unfrozen ends the freeze. Thawed is a way for you to temporarily lift the credit report freeze and to specify when the report will automatically freeze again. It is good if you know you will be applying for credit at a certain time. Also, when we get on the sites, you will see that the agencies also have something called a credit lock or its equivalent. This is part of a larger credit monitoring service that the agencies offer, and it is not a free option. Jai: Ok, let's just do all of the free things. Question 1. If the counselor is helping Zhe set up these protections, what does the counselor need to do to maintain Zhe's privacy? Question 1 sample response. She will need to set up the accounts herself on the credit bureaus and set her own password that the counselor does not know. The counselor can show her how to navigate the site to find things like the credit freeze option, however. The counselor may want to ensure Zhe finds a safe way to store and protect her passwords. Question 2. What else is this counselor doing besides educating Zhe about her options related to the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act? Question 2 sample response. The counselor is also helping this client feel less anxiety. The counselor helps her take extra precautions rather than arguing that one or the other set of free countermeasures would suffice on its own.